latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
A stack of short stories for you this week. Maverick City Music were the big winners at this week's Grammys, tying with Beyonce for the most wins. The Georgia-based Christian Worship Collective with Kirk Franklin won all four Christian and Gospel categories. Maverick City started with a dream to bridge the gap between the two genres, and according to Kirk Franklin, they did just that.
Thank you, Maverick City Music, and gospel music is alive and well, and this is the future.
United has released an expanded edition of its latest album, Are We There Yet?, featuring a collection of songs about the journey of life and faith. The 21-track project includes new versions of Chariot, Know You Will, and Have Mercy on Me Now, plus other favourites from United's 2022 release, as well as brand new video content. Skillet, the Grammy-nominated US rock band, this month releases the deluxe edition of its 2022 album, Dominion, Day of Destiny. Wrestling fans will be thrilled to hear that one of the new tracks, Psycho in My Head, has been named the theme for this month's WWE Elimination Chamber, one of the franchise's most popular annual events. Binge will live stream it in Australia mid-month. Skillet is one of the world's most popular Christian acts, best known in Australia for the songs Refuge, Lucy, and Forgiven. The group's music is highly regarded in mainstream rock circles too. In other news, Lauren Daigle has signed with Atlantic Records, the home of Skillet, Need to Breathe, Aretha Franklin, Matchbox 20, and Paramore. And Paul Coleman is now back in Australia after living in Nashville for the past two decades. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.